The man who leaked classified documents revealing the US government's extensive surveillance activities is threatening to make more disclosures, saying truth is coming and it can't be stopped. Logged on from a secret location, presumed to be Hong Kong, Edward Snowden took questions live online. North America correspondent Jane Cowan.
It was a surreal situation where someone labelled a traitor in Washington and wanted by the US government conducted a live blog through the offices of the Guardian newspaper, defending his disclosures and promising more were coming. The US government's not going to be able to cover this up by jailing or murdering me, he said. And he hit back at these comments from the former US Vice President Dick Cheney.
I think he's a traitor, and I think it's one of the worst occasions in my memory of somebody with access to classified information doing enormous damage to the national security interests of the United States.
Calling it panicked talk, Edward Snowden said being called a traitor by someone who gave America warrantless wiretapping and the Iraq War was the highest honour. In a chat heavy with technical jargon, Snowden answered one query without equivocation, denying suggestions he'd provide classified information to the Chinese or other foreign governments in exchange for asylum. He said he'd had no contact with the Chinese government, but the former Booz Allen contractor isn't endearing himself to the public with his most recent revelations about the US government spying not on Americans, but on China and Russia. This was the tenor of the debate on US television.
Hasn't he completely lost the plot? And is there a little bit of megalomania? I mean, the idea that he's saying the government cannot murder me to stop this.
He's got the tinted glasses, the designer stubble. Everything about him says, yeah, I'm going to be a celebrity somewhere in the world.
Megan McArdle writes for Newsweek.
No one is scandalized by the fact that we spy on Russia. I wasn't, and I'm a pretty hardcore civil libertarian.
Even Edward Snowden's father has gone on national television imploring his son to stop the leaks. In the Fox News interview, Lonnie Snowden held a photo of his son as a child.
He is a sensitive, caring young man.
He vouched for Edward Snowden's character, but looked directly into the camera and asked his son to come home, even if it meant going to jail.
I don't know what you've seen, but I just ask that you not release any more information.
In perhaps an indication of the changing way the US media sees the story, at the US State Department briefing, reporters asked not a single question about Edward Snowden's latest revelations or his uncertain future. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for AM.